Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Chef Zachary Martin, who is the executive chef at the fabulous Bohemian Hotel Celebration in Celebration, Florida. Chef Martin recently returned to the hotel after a brief hiatus within the Kessler Collection hotels and has now made some stunning changes to the menu. And many of those changes feature seafood in the dishes or as the main feature of the dish. So we are looking forward to talking with Chef about those menu changes and how important seafood is to the hotel. So welcome, Chef. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you bet.
My pleasure.
You bet. Yeah, I was anxious to talk with you because I know you've done a lot. You've done a lot with the hotel's menu in the past, but with coming back to the property, it seems like you really wanted to refresh, your philosophy on what you're doing there. So I'm wondering what you decided to bring to the property in terms of new dishes and how you kind of transformed the menu at Lakeside Bar and Grill.
Ma'am, coming back to the hotel has been exciting. Central Florida is home. Celebration Hotel is home. Coming back, the menu was in place. I came in and we revamped the entire menu. So the menu is light, refreshed, a lot of healthier options, and also switching to more sustainable options on the menu with local seafood companies like Gary Seafood, Amal Helper and Seafood. So the menu is full of bold flavors, a lot of seafood proteins and vegetables from our local farmers here in the area with Georgia and, of course, Florida.
Okay. So is it difficult finding local sources of, obviously, seafood and but also produce and really trying to keep a lot of the ingredients local?
I wouldn't say difficult. If you put in the work, you put in the effort, you get what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my team here, we every day religiously looking for what's next, what's the next festivals out there with our seafood purveyors 3-4 times a week, what's mm-hmm. going to be the best price for the next catch coming up. So it's just being prepared, being creative in your menus and using what's out there locally, because the local items are always better.
Definitely.
So it's not difficult at all. Just putting in the work.
Okay. And so we'll talk about some of the seafood sourcing that you do a little bit later. I'm kind of curious, when you said you added more or lighter seafood items to the menu, what are some of the dishes that are featured at Lakeside Bar and Grill now?
Like we have scallops, we have, of course, a whitefish that we change up every 1 to 2 days, and we don't put it with all of the heavier starch items. You know, the dishes are either grilled or seared, very flavor profile to just the meat, the protein. That's what stands out on the plate. Not the plate is not swamped with all the heavy sauces and the potatoes, the starches and everything. So it's the protein and just a couple of more accoutrements just to accompany it.
Okay. Oh, that's perfect. So
we want that dish to stand out.
Yeah, anytime I've interviewed chefs in the last 6 months, that's the one thing I really notice, is that they are really just honoring the fish and they're not really covering it with a lot of heavy sauces like we used to do.
Yes, and when we do use a sauce, we try to use a lot of citrus, Florida citruses, from orange juice to lemons and limes, and we mix them with yogurts to give them that sauce for seafood. Amazing tastes. We put the bold flavors in the yogurts, like curries or the soy and sesame in the yogurts.
Oh, that's great. I didn't think of pairing that.
It's a different twist.
That.
It keeps it light.
Okay. Definitely. So I suppose at this point, the menu's fairly new. Is it possible to tell what kind of dishes are most popular with guests so far?
Some of the most popular dishes are the whitefish, the market whitefish that changes every 1 to 2 days. And the base of the dish comes with soba noodles and an Asian yogurt with it. So that's one of the fresh, hot items that we use.
Okay.
And that's a top seller. Our scallops sell second best. It's seared scallops with just organic vegetables. We use edamame in it, also in the dish. And it comes with a citrus yogurt.
Oh, great.
So really like refreshing to get four jumbo sea scallops.
No, that sounds amazing. And then you obviously are using a lot of seafood. I would say not just in the restaurant on property, but I know you have groups and different events that you do. So are you typically buying a lot of seafood on a weekly basis?
Yes, we do typically buy a lot of seafood. Our banquet menus also have a major reconstruction going on with them where we use mostly our restaurant menus and a lot of creativity that we do, me and my sous chefs, and write menus. So whenever we have a group, we ask them, can we write a menu so we can gear them in the same direction with that healthier, lighter, sustainable food options. I mean, we buy a lot of Florida pompano, a lot of Gulf Red grouper. We buy cobia, which is one of my favorites, swordfish, blue marlin. And when you get in front of a group as a chef and you can make their mouth water without even seeing, tasting, or smelling the dish, home run.
Wow. And you're finding that with seafood? Are the people who are holding banquets there, are they more open, I guess, to featuring seafood as their main entree?
They are more. And when you get in front of a group, they have meetings and they come in, and normal is the meat and potatoes or the sandwiches for lunch, and then they go back to the meeting. When you have a lighter, healthier option where you can eat and feel refreshed after lunch and go back to your meeting, it's more productive, and that's how we sell it to the groups.
That's very smart, so they don't feel tired for the rest of the day.
Don't feel tired.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's great. Can you say about how much seafood you buy weekly, or in terms of pounds or volume?
It goes on the volume of groups that we have in-house, but for the restaurant, on the average, is about 100 pounds a week just for the restaurant, and it can get up to 200 pounds or more with banquet events that we have in-house.
Okay, that's quite significant. And you mentioned some of the local distributors that you're working with, and a lot of restaurants use Gary's Seafood, as you do. And then I didn't hear the name of the other one you mentioned.
Helprin's.
Okay.
Helprin's Meat and Seafood. They're about of Georgia.
Okay. Yes, I am
so
familiar with them.
Too.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're able to find you know, local Florida species as well.
Yes, they work hand in hand with Gary's too, and they will shop around if I'm looking for something special, you know, like sea urchin or something. They will shop around until they get it for me.
Okay. Oh, perfect. I know oysters are big too these days. I don't know if that's something that you're doing much with at this point.
At this point, we are not. Hopefully, in the future, even next season, we want to put shucked oysters on the menu.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Yes, I'm from Louisiana, so I love oysters.
Okay. I did recognize the accent. I have family in that area, so.
All right.
So you bring some great flavors with you and skills.
Yes.
So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I love different flavor profiles. I love curries and using some of my Creole background, and I love the Asian flares, and the Latin flair too is huge right now. So I love putting all them different flavors and spices in my dishes.
So some of the dishes on the Lakeside Bar and Grill menu feature Asian flavors. Some feature, you know. Okay.
Some curry.
Okay.
Yes, a little bit of all. We keep it. We mix it up with each different item, so none of the dishes taste the same. But you get this huge flavor profile intensity in every dish.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I think that's everything we had for you today. Was there anything else you would like to add?
No, I appreciate being on the show and can't wait to hear it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. You have a great afternoon.
You too.